Alright. Why don't you turn to your mother and tell her you are my sunshine. No. Sorry, mom, I'm here. You are my sunshine, mom. Thank you, bro. Well, I wanted you all to laugh first so that when I share, then you all will cry. So you have the mixture of laughter and crying. Well, today's my message is Wonder Mom. You know, there's a lot of movies out there now, Marvel, you know, Captain Marvel and all, you know, and they show the powerful women. But today, I feel that there's so many people, mothers here, or women, who are even better than Captain Marvel. Do you agree? Yes. Captain Marvel can fly through and whatever, destroy, or whatever they call it, you know. But the thing about moms is that they're not only just able to just fly through a spaceship and break through all the spaceships, but they are able to build futures, the next generation of what is to come, families, and all that comes from mothers better than those Captain Marvel flying over and just destroying things. They destroy, but mother builds. Amen. So today, I'm going to talk about, obviously, Mother's Day and about Wonder Mom. I want to pre-warn you first, because that's why I got you all to laugh first. The message will start with a bit gloomy. I pre-warn, because I know it's mother, people say, let's be happy, right? A bit gloomy, but I promise you it will end well, okay? Why? Because when I say wonder, mom, there are two sides of wonder. One side is, wow, that's the wonder to a mom. But I realized, as I prayed, I realized that there are many people here who may not celebrate Mother's Day as well. They may be an orphan. How about maybe their mom has passed away? Or what about moms who have lost their child? Or how about single moms? And moms who desire a child. They are not a mother yet, but they desire a child. Or some may not have felt the love of their mom. So like I said, it starts a bit gloomy. But I realize that sometimes we look at Mother's Day and yes, it's all really, we want to celebrate, but there are some people in our midst who can't celebrate. And I thought that first I want to speak to those people. Is it all right? Speak to those people or children who feel that, how can I wonder? I have too many questions about my mom. I'm an orphan. My mom has passed away. Or how can I think any good of my mom? All my mom did was just give me words that hurt me. Is it possible? I'm sure there is. And when I looked at, I realized that I've encountered many, actually in just pastoring in the last just 2 years. In fact, I've encountered so many children who are affected by their mom. And they are asking their question, Wonder Mom? With a question mark. Really? I hope today I can change your mind. How today that, you know, for those people who are asking that question, I hope I can change your perspective of your mom. Is it okay? You alright? So, when I looked at that, what does the Bible say about situations where you cannot understand whether you're an orphan or whether you have lost your mom? The Bible says, can a woman forget a nursing child that she should not have no compassion of the son on the womb. Even this may forget. The Bible says, yet will not I forget you. Or yet I will not forget you. If you are going through, sons and daughters, if you are going through situations with your mom, the question I'm asking you is, God, do you know that God is there for you? Maybe you have not seen that yet. Maybe you have not experienced that yet. But let me tell you today, if you have not experienced and you are here, God wants you to know that firstly, God loves you. And God has not forgotten what or the situation that you're going through. All right. I know, like I say, it's a bit gloomy. Everyone's looking at me a little serious. But I wanted to set the stage first. Is it all right? Because I can feel that this is real. And I want to be real. Right? I think our church is about being authentic. And when I say authentic means that we don't want to say all the good things, but we forget the reality of what's happening in the world today. The next verse, it says, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. For those people who feel the same thing, I want you to know, God will take you in. God is interested in your life. God loves you. And God is in control. Amen? Amen. 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 I said gloomy, but you will come to a good ending. Now, the Bible also says that a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. This is in Proverbs 15:20, it says that, right? A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Now, this is where I want to come. I hope that I can change your perspective of how you look at your mom. I'm glad I don't despise my mom. My whole story, I will tell you in a story later, but I could have despised my father. I know today is Mother's Day, but I want to share a little story on my father's side because it is related to this scripture. I could have despised my father because at 11 years old, my father divorced my mom. And he met another woman, and of course he remarried, and he has his own children from the other marriage. And let me tell you, since I was 11 years old and till today, I'm very young. That means 2 years later. Actually, it's 38 years of my life. That means I've already given you my age. For 38 years, my friends, I've never received a birthday wish from my father. Never. Not only that, when I was young, he's better now, of course. He was a very hot-tempered man. Actually, me and my younger brother, we are under the custody of my father. And because he was so hot-tempered, we always ran to my mother's house. And in the end, we stayed with our mother, though we were supposed to stay with our father. And in that 38 years of my life, I did not receive, honestly, real love for my dad. I could have despised. Of course, he despised his mother, but I could have despised my father. But I thank God that my mother taught me at a young age how to fear God, how to know God. And because of that, my journey with my father, I had no resentment. At all. Seriously, I had no resentment. Because, remember the earlier verse? God will take care of me. And in His taking care of me, God showed me His love. And one of the songs that I wrote actually through that was a song called My Father. to my God, my Father, because I have no father. And one day, many years ago, I think more than 10 years ago, me and my youngest brother stays with him. I mean, we were under his, by right, custody. We took him to Bali. And we had the most awesome holiday ever. And in that holiday, I just sat down with him because you cannot not sit with your dad already because it's almost 1 week a holiday with him. So every day we had chats and talk and I began to get to know my dad. And as I know my dad, there was two things I said to him. I said that today I can stand on my own feet because though you did not have much time with me, but yet I begin to see what can you teach me. He taught me two things in my life that today that's why I can stand on my 2 feet. Because he's a businessman, so he teach me how to stand on my 2 feet. He always say, before I know what Dr. Mahathir says, my dad already said that I will teach you how to fish, not how to fish instead of give you fish. And that was the thing I told my dad. I said, thank you, dad. And since that day onwards, actually, every year, without fail, we will take him out for his birthday and take him out for Father's Day. My point I'm trying to say is that in that whole journey, you know, who was most blessed? Honestly, I don't know whether my dad is blessed, but I tell you, I am most blessed. You know why? Because I don't go out every day having pain of having a non-relationship with my family, or I have bitterness, unforgiveness. At the end of the day, I am the one who is blessed. And that's why when I look at this verse, that's why the Bible says, a foolish man, maybe he despises, if you despise your mother, you are the one who is foolish. You know why? Because you may say that she did not give me anything. You may say whatever about your situation. But you know what? You don't know the background or what your mom may have gone through. And when we think that way and we despise our mom, the Bible says that we are foolish. Because at the end of the day, who suffers? Does your mom suffer? Yes, your mom suffers. But the greatest person who suffers most is you. Think about it. Right? If you despise your mom or you feel treated badly, or maybe at the same time, yes, if you're an orphan, you know, I really honor Roland. Roland is an orphan. But how he tells his story, one day you can hear from him. How not he despises his mom, but how he honors the mother, not only the mother who took care of him, but he found his mother in the end, and how he honored his mother. And you can see that's why he's such a happy man. Very joyful, you know, everywhere he goes around, hugs everyone. And he's authentic because he has freedom. Freedom because the joy that is in her, the person, can only happen when we release everything to God. And that's why the Bible says here that, oh, again, I like to repeat, a foolish man, because at the end of the day, you are the one who suffers. Okay? So, that's the gloomy part. But that's also I hope that, you know, you hear a little of what is, how to position, you know, children or people who have, actually everyone here have mothers. All of us, right? How do we look at our mother? I look at my mother with wonder. Honestly. I want to tell you the story of my mother. My mom is here. And I know she and me, we are introverts. When I say introverts is we talk through WhatsApp. That's our conversation. We don't talk much, but really, I love my mom. And I'm going to tell you the journey that I have with my mom, because I'm just filled with wonder. The reason why I'm standing here is because of my mom. I'm filled with wonder. So what's my wonder? Okay, this is just a picture of how trendy my mom is. As you can see, whoa, look at my mom. I tell you, this one look like very current fashion actually today. And then of course, this is me. I just found out that this is me. Can you guess which is me here? Do you know where is me here? Where is me here? All look the same, right? Of course, this one you know which is me. This is my two brothers. This is my younger brother. This is my elder brother. So this is my elder brother. This is my younger brother. And this is me. And this is also me. This is my younger brother. And my elder brother here. Now, this is the story. Remember, I started with, I was 11. Where my parents divorced. I saw my mom at 11, how she was in a room, locked, not really locked because the door is open, and her on her knees, I don't know whether on knees, but on a bed, reading the Word of God. I still can remember one day when I went to her room. I know she can remember all this, but see, as young as I was, I could remember, because those were the memories that shaped me with wonder. She told me, I'm at peace. I know God is with me. She showed me the scripture that God showed her that God will be in control of the family. Now, I tell you this, my mom was a teacher. It was a teacher. How many of you are retired teachers today? Any retired teachers? Retired teacher, right? But if you, government teacher, retired government teacher, if you correct me, I'm wrong. If you know, no, I'm wrong. I'm right. Because I lived in that lifestyle. We earn very little. My mom earns very little as a teacher. And my father is supposed to give, they call it alimony, right? Something like that, right? Very inconsistent. Thus, and I'm living with my mom. And here she is trying to make sure that we have food on our table. She's a teacher, she gives tuition, she does everything to make sure there's food on the table. At 11, I saw that in her. You know, the only holidays I can remember, because some people can go overseas, our overseas is as far as Singapore, because we have aunties and uncles there. So we only stay in their flat, and that's our holiday. And when we say holiday, we don't even have a chance to fly, we had to drive to Singapore. And my most holidays actually is in Moa. My mom is from Moa. So that's where I will always end up, in Moa. And I can still remember all the kampong staying, you know, that means I sleep on flat beds, very hard beds. But then you know what? You go to the toilet, right? You got to go outside one. No? And then you got to open the door, and then there's a big bin there. You got to, you know, look at down there, you see all the flies, and then, you know what I'm talking about, right? But that is what I lived, because we were poor. I won't say we were poor, but at least thank God we had a house that my dad at least left with us. And that's the only place that that's the only place that I could find refuge. But my mom, I tell you this, she's really in wonder, because how in the world could she take care of three children with her salary? How in the world could she even handle three men, three boys? You know, I'm telling you, three women, never mind, you know, three boys, three rascals. I tell you, we were rascals, all right? Every time, I can still remember my mom took, cane and started chasing us around the table, because wanted to teach us, because we were naughty, and she would chase us, and we were running around, and she's a woman and three men, three boys, and she's got that kind of, strength to, and we could actually, overpower her. And yet, she did not. She was just really knowing how to stand as a mother. I still can remember, like I said, we come from that kind of, family where we can't ask for more. We just have enough to eat, and that's all we could understand, or maybe at a certain times, I think I was young, even as young as 15, I went to do my own tuition because I needed extra, because when I go to school, I wanted to buy, I love food, you know. So I wanted extra, but I couldn't afford it because my mom only gave me 30 cents at that time. And I need at least 50 cents to have a full, you know, the best food I want in the canteen. So I had to go and do tuition and do my own classes. But I still can remember when I was 13, I went to a camp, a youth camp, and I don't know if my mom can remember this. I heard a voice from God that says that I will be playing music for Him. That's what I thought. So I went to my mom and I told my mom, "Mom, I think I heard a voice from God." And she was in Singapore. And she told me, "It's good, a voice of God." I said, "How do you know it's a voice of God?" She says, "Because as I prayed, I believe that God told me that you should get back into music, because I stopped music." And you know, again, she's just a teacher. She took all her savings, bought me an organ, and took me for classes. With the little we had, she gave it all. So that because she believes that I have something that God has called me to do. I don't know about you again, but during that time, at that generation, just like actually today also, mothers say, "Are anyone doctors, lawyers, musician? You sure or not? There's no future." Right? My mom didn't care about that. My mom just heard from God and she went ahead to believe that that's what I was called to do. Of course, as I went older, I became a rascal. Start car racing and everything. I tell you another joke, very funny. I don't know my mom. I think my mom knows this. We have a Datsun 120Y. I know you know what's a Datsun 120Y. If you are my age, you know what's a Datsun 120Y. Because that's the car we have. Really an old junk. So my mom taught me how to drive. Of course, I went to near Hilton there, the Petaling Jaya there, everything, there's a driving range there. She's the one who taught me how to drive, and of course I passed my exam. And after I passed my exam, guess what? Every night, midnight, we will go out. We'll push the car out. Mom, do you know that? You see, oh, I just spilled the beans. I push the car out with my friend, because Edmund, my other friend, we all stay nearby. We push the car out, the gate all silent, push a further car, then we start the engine, we go out. We party, we go out, and then we come back at 3 a.m. and we push back the car again. See, until today, my mom don't know. That's how secretive we were. It's like how good we were, okay? Alright. That's all. I mean, we were rascals. I mean, I did not, like I said, as I continued my journey, one thing I knew, as even though I was a rascal at certain point of time, I saw my mom, her being faithful to God. Day in, day out, weekly, week out, she's not only serving God, she loves the Lord, and I saw her example. And as I grew older, I began to realize that I got to stop doing what I was doing, in short. Because I knew my life was precious. And when seeing my model, in a sense, really, the model was my mom. My mom may not know that, because usually I don't come here and preach about Mother's Day. I only sing Mother's Day. But maybe that's why she doesn't know a lot of things that I'm telling her today. But she was my model, because she showed me who God is, in her own way. Remember I told you, that time that day got no WhatsApp one, we don't talk much. I told both of us are introverts, we don't talk much. But I see what she has done for the family. Not only provide, but showing who God is in my life. And that's why I love this scripture. This scripture in Proverbs 31:30 says, "Charm can be misleading and beauty is vain and so quickly fades, but this virtuous woman lives in the wonder, awe, and fear of the Lord. And I like this part. She will be praised throughout eternity. Amen. The key for anyone wannabe mothers, and I know as I see some, I'm see all the mothers here. I know that you have raised your child, your children in the fear of the Lord. Many of you. And I want to honor all the mothers that what you have done, I can see that as we pastor this church, the people who are leading with us or with us, we can see the character of them. And we realize that that character definitely comes from somewhere. And of course, today is Mother's Day, lah. When Dad's Day, we will tell you about, we will honor the dad. But really, it's the mothers as well. You know, I want to honor my mom-in-law as well. Even as she stays with us for the past 5 years now. 4 years. Sure not, I thought longer than that. 5, I think. But anyway, her example teaches me how she loves her husband and how she loves her children. Because I come from a broken family. They come from a beautiful family. Not broken. And when I see two worlds, I realize that I'm getting two moms who gives me two different values. That one value I did not learn. I'm an observer, mom. I don't talk much, like I told you. I'm an observer. And I seen how my mom-in-law not only loved her father, her husband, and our father-in-law, our father, till the end. I mean, for years, she would just be there for and sacrifice every single thing. Not for the father alone, but I know for her children. And my mother as well. And of course, the third mother is my wife. Not to me, but to her spiritual children. You know what I mean? I think you have seen how my wife, you know, walks the journey with all her spiritual children. And I'm learning from her as well. When I look at this, really, I am filled with wonder. These three mothers fears the Lord. And when they fear the Lord, that is the key. You know what fear means? When, if you look at the Proverbs, the word fear, in the Hebrew word, if you go in, it's very hard to pronounce because it's just no vowels at all. Thank you. I need English teachers to teach me that. There's no vowels at all. But it means, when he says fear, is throwing yourself at the feet of Jesus. That's what fear is. Fearing the Lord is not get scared of Him. That's not what the word fear here is. And I've seen, like I said, all the mothers I know, my mom, when she's in trouble, she throws herself at the feet of Jesus. And that is where I learned how to throw myself at the feet of Jesus. So, mothers today, one thing only I want you to go back with, or children, same thing. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are facing, all you need to do, as the Bible scriptures here actually is for all, is to fear the Lord. When you throw yourself at the feet of Jesus, you're going to see a different perspective of your mom. You will see a different perspective of the situation you're in. And my challenge to you is to look at your mom with wonder. Not with a question mark, but with wonder. Because when you look at that perspective, at the end, God not only will change you, but He will bless you. Because that is the attitude that God desires. Trust me, like I said, I know it's hard. Some goes through a situation they cannot say, how can I say that to my mom? How can I say, mom, I love you? I just can't even open my mouth to say that. But the Lord says, if you are willing to throw yourself at the feet of Jesus and learn to surrender and say, God, I am going to honor. Because the Bible says when you honor your dad and your mom, what does it say? You will live long. You will have a healthy life. So today, I want to end with a song that I wrote. I wrote it actually in 2016 for my mom. But this is just not for my mom. This is for everyone. I hope that it will minister to all the moms today. Yep. Can you just help me with the... I haven't played this song for a long time, since 2016. It's only recorded, so can you just put it in front here? Thank you. All right, different microphone. Taking a breath because I haven't performed for a long time. It's very interesting to be on the piano, but I just felt that this song is a song that I wrote to my mom, and I felt that this song is just not for my mom, but to a lot of children who faced situations they don't realize that your mom has sacrificed a lot. Maybe your mom is like as Asian as we are. We don't know how to say I love you. We don't know how to hug. You know, as Asian as they are. But the fact of the matter is, all moms I know loves you. It's just that maybe they don't know how to say it. First held me, you called me special. When I was naughty, you still believe I had potential. Oh, a love that can only come from a mother's love. You gave up your dreams to make mine come true. Even beyond your means, you saw it true. Oh, what love that can only come from a mother's love. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Mother, I love you. Mama, I love you. Where would I be without you? You changed my world so I can change the world. You gave it all so I can have it all. You show me what faith is. You show me what love is. The greatest gift you gave was to help put Jesus first in my life. Oh, what love that can only come from a mother's love. Where would I be without you? Where would I be Mama, I love you. Mama, I love you. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Mama, I love you. Mama, I love you. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Mama, I love you. Mama, I love you. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you? Mama, I love you. Mama, I love you. Where would I be? Where would I be? Yes, where would I be without you? Yes, Lord, God, we thank you for this time. We just pray right now, Lord. For every mother's here, thank you for their lives. Thank you for their journey. Thank you for their wonder that has shown us. You've shown us your love. You've shown us your compassion. You show us how we can fear you and know that, God, that you are with us. You know, even at this time, is it okay for all children? Can you go to your parents, to your mom especially? And if you don't have your mom here, I want you to think. I know, I can sense many of you here think of your mom differently. You think your mom with a wonder, with a question mark. But today, can I challenge you to have a different eye right now? For the people who feel with a question of wonder, I want you to be honest if you can. This is an open space to just get people to pray with you. And I want you to say different things about your mom, which means I want you to look at the wonder, exclamation, not the question, and say, God, I thank you for my mom who gave birth to me, who loved me, who took care of me. I want you to say it in faith. I want you to say it believing that God is going to change for things for you. God is going to change your life. You know, this church believes in miracles. You believe in miracles? Amen? And I say, when I believe in miracles, I believe God is going to change your relationship with your mom. Do you believe that? Children, sons and daughters, do you believe God is going to change your relationship with your mom? Because when God changed that, I tell you, you're going to live differently. You're going to live a life that is filled with joy, filled with peace. And I want to challenge you, like I said, if you are that person, will you come in faith and declare, God, I thank you for my mom. Will you do that? And look at the good things and even say the good things. Say in faith. Even though you don't see that, say in faith. And for those who saw your mom in wonder, can you go to your mom and pray and say, God, thank you for my mom. So wonderful. Say the wonderful things of your mom, because they need to hear, because sometimes they don't know. They don't know the wonders that they have done. So will you go to your mom? And if you are filled with wonder of your mom, would you tell her? I know some of us are introverts. It's okay. Just say it. Tell your mom every
every single word. And how wonderful and how awed you are for your mom. Are you able to do that? So I don't mind if you can just play a bit of music behind background, because I also want to go to my mom. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just take the time? Is it all right?